You're gone. Welcome back to a special episode of Just Kicking It Soccer Podcast. My boy B is back. He has finally moved into Dallas.
Yes, sir. Big B. It's a new sheriff in town.
So we got some special guests, man. I mean, what? So I got stories about both of these brothers, man, and their combinations. The brother to the top left, I've known you 20 some years.
Yeah.
More than 20 years. No, like 26 years.
About 26.
Yeah, 26 years, man. My slew brethren. We was good on everything except for he's a New York Yankees fan with everything New York. Y'all see, you got New York. Everything New York.
The only St. Louis is slew Billikens, man. Right.
Because you went to college there.
Yeah, number 23 ranked slew Billikens, man.
Hey, I saw that. Top 25. That's big.
Yeah.
That's mad.
That's the only ones I rock with.
Everything else.
I might rock with the MLS team.
Okay.
I'm gonna rock with them.
All right. And then my man Rick, this is how you learn about cultures in college. So Rick went to college with Sam at SLU. Sam told me about Rick before. He's like, my roommate, man, is from Jamaica. I was like, oh, word. I was like, okay. So I get there and I'm like, where did Jamaican do that? And he was like, that's Rick right there.
Hey, it happens like that, man. You know what I mean?
How much does that happen to you, Rick, where you'd be like, you know, I'm from Jamaican? They'd be like, no, for real. Really, I am.
Man, listen, it happens all the time, man. I get people all the time.
Nobody believed it, but you also have to remember that at that same time, there was another light-skinned Jamaican on the scene.
He came 2 years after us.
I know who that is.
He was 2 years behind us, though, was he?
Okay.
What are you talking?
No, you're not talking about the same dude I'm talking about. I'm talking about Mr.
Sean Paul.
Is it Sean Paul?
Yeah.
Sean Paul.
Hey. But this was before Sean Paul. I mean, I knew about Sean Paul. I heard the songs, but you didn't know what he looked like.
No.
You're like, it's a Sean Paul. You're like, okay.
To me, that's when everybody was like, oh, light-skinned Jamaicans exist for real. Okay.
You heard the music, we thought he looked like Buju Banton, you know?
Exactly. And then I was like, and he speaks Spanish? This is a, what? Like what?
No, let me tell you, man, that's the hardest part about it, man. You know what I mean? Spanish people think I'm lying, Jamaican, you know? It's crazy. It's crazy. I tell them I don't speak Spanish. They're like, nah, you lying. Stop lying. I'm like, come on, man.
I see you lying.
Yeah. Listen, I went to the dry cleaner, man, and the lady was like, talk to me in Spanish. I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't speak Spanish. She's like, you don't speak Spanish? She said, nah. She said, you're not telling me the truth. I said, yeah, I don't speak Spanish. She said, let me see your ID. I gave her my ID, and that door says Ricardo Fernandez. She was just like,
in Miami.
Yeah, you're not in Miami. You're not in Miami now, Rick.
Yeah, I'm in Miami now, bro.
Okay, because I know you was in DC from Baltimore area for a while.
Yeah, I was in Baltimore, moved back to the Lou, went back up to DC, then came down to down in Miami. So I'm not in Miami now.
Man. So man, this, thank y'all for coming on. I know it's been a rough week for all of y'all on this, besides myself, this week. Yeah. So, as the new chant, 21 and 21, as we are saying now.
No, sorry, not happening.
But we always like to do the backstory, how everyone became a fan of their club before we jump into things. Sam, how did you become a fan of Liverpool?
Ricky.
Oh, okay.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Like, I had a little bit, I mean, always been a sports fan, but just being around dude and living with him and just hearing it all the time and then sitting and watching games, that's how I followed them so much that I became a fan, you know what I'm saying? So that was it. And I just, even after he moved, we stayed in touch all these years, but I still rock with the team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Rick? How did you become a Liverpool fan, man?
Man, you know, I grew up as a Liverpool fan, man, back in the 80s. We used to watch Kenny Dalglish, Steve McManaman, Stevie Nichols, Steve Highway, Bruce Grobbelaar, you know, the whole squad. And then John Barnes joined a year later from Watford, and that was it. You know, he's Jamaican, so it was like, we got a Jamaican on the squad, and then it went from there. You know, soccer only showed in Jamaica on Sundays, man. It was only, You only saw Liverpool or Tottenham back then.
Ain't nobody really?
United. Yeah, United was nobody back then.
You know these they still ain't.
It's still interesting because B, because your boy B, he became a Chelsea fan though over in Jamaica too, right? Or no, he was in or England.
Well,
you talking about Favre?
Yeah.
Young Renzel at Young Renzel on Twitter.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's the story. He's from Jamaica, but he was over in the UK as a child, and that's how he became a Chelsea fan. He was living in London, so that's how.
Okay. Okay. Well, man, let's go and jump into it, man. Liverpool is looking for everything right now. What do y'all have to say? I just want to let y'all just go speak y'all piece first.
We top of the league, baby. That's all.
For how long? For till Tuesday. Till next Tuesday.
The banter begins.
We top of the league. That's all. That's all that matters.
Let's see if you're still talking this in 2 weeks, bro. Let's see what happens.
Look, I'm so confident right now. We are flying high right now, in spite of a horrible front office. This is like the hood team that goes out and plays and wins, and because they don't have no facilities, no nothing. We have a horrible front office, and we're winning in spite of it.
Man, you guys got great facilities. What are you talking?
No. I'm talking about our front office is so horrible.
Your front office sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the equivalent of a hood team with facilities.
They got money at their disposal. That's just on them. You know what I mean? But look at this. We on top, and we had crap load of injuries, bro.
No, I know, and then we'll take advantage of it. I have no problem taking advantage.
So for us to be top of the league right now. That's an accomplishment in itself.
Even after blow, after blow, after blow, too.
Yeah, we lost all three starting center backs. You know what I mean? No other team would function after that. You lose all your center backs. What you do after that? Nothing. You know.
Give up goals. That's what you do.
Yeah,
I mean, y'all can't score right now either, though.
Well, midfield was a little, you know, unbalanced at the moment. But we had our share of injuries there, too. You know what I mean? Ox was out. Thiago was out.
Ox.
Not
be said, yeah. Ox.
Ox. Yeah. Ox is a difference maker.
I ain't saying he was a difference maker. I was just saying he was out.
We're just naming injuries, bro.
Hector was out. Milner was out. You know what I mean? Nabikita was out. Who else? We had a whole, you know, that whole midfield. Shaq was out.
And because of all the injuries, man, we got guys playing where they shouldn't be playing, man. I don't know about Rick. I don't like Fabinho in the back. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? And it's not.
He's one of the top DMs.
Yeah.
What was that, Rick?
Fabinho is one of the top DMs in the world. You know, defensive midfielders in the world.
And you
got him as a center half right now. You know, he's playing center back.
I mean, that's true. I guess we got to have dissenting opinions here, right? Maybe that's where I check off. I mean, listen, you guys have had your share of non-success the past few years. Things have been on the uptick. I give you that. It's looking real good. Yes. Yeah, you're right, Rick. You're right. Yeah, yeah. The trophies speak for themselves. But this is the thing. You guys have spent a lot of money. You got a lot of resources, right? And so it makes a lot of sense for me. You know, the back line breaks down. Fabinho slides right in, not missing a beat. But I'm starting to see cracks and I'm starting to see some major crevices, you know, in the team. I mean, look at your midfielder. You got people that are talking about leaving. The young Dutch midfielder, what is Wijnaldum? You know,
young man. Genie is 30 years old, bro.
He's looking for brighter pastures and more money right now. I think he's out of the door. What's going on there?
And there's rumblings about Salah talking about he out too.
He can leave too. Shit.
He can go, bro. He can go.
Hold on. Stop.
Let me tell you how it works.
Are y'all just talking about this giving up on solitude? No, stop.
If they want to go, they go, bro. No, hey, no player is bigger than my club. Remember, when Coutinho left, everybody said this. Coutinho left. Oh my God, Philippe.
And that was me.
Coutinho is gone. Oh, we're going down in a burning.
That was my guy. Basket. That was my guy.
And what happened when Coutinho leave? We win the Champions League. We win the Club World Cup. We win the Super Cup. We win the league.
Talk to him.
Guys leave. That's what they do. Guys leave. You know what I mean? It happens. It happens to the best of us. But I don't know if there's cracks showing. Think about this. Mane is just coming back in on form. Remember, Mane had COVID. Mm-hmm. Salah had COVID. Both of them were out for extended periods. Bobby was off of form. Right? Diogo Jota right now is out. right? And he was a machine for a minute, right?
Yes, sir.
Games, you know? So I don't know if there's any cracks or not. I think the recovery from COVID might take some time, getting them back up in the run of things. So I think part of that has to play in there. And the second part is I think the midfield is unbalanced because, I mean, look at the last game. You got Henderson, who typically plays that number eight role, the advanced attacking role. And you got Fabinho, who's one of the best DMs in the world. And then what they're both of them are playing center back. So your midfield, those are two of your midfield starters already who are not starting in the midfield. So it's just a little unbalanced at the moment. But, you know, we'll see how it goes once everybody gets back in and gets running. And, you know, I know we have some topics to touch on that'll cover that too. You know, yeah. So
yeah. All we're saying is Man U 21-21. It is right now. The thing is, though, I hope and I pray that y'all don't get up Meccano. That's what I like every day. I pray at night that Liverpool does not get up Meccano. Like, I pray at night saying, like, if they get him, then I'm like, okay, well, here we go.
You're thinking short now. Think about this. Alaba is available right now.
We're trying to get him too, but Real is in on him though too.
Real is in pole position because that's where he wanted to go. But you know, Liverpool was confirmed to be interested. They already spoke to his agents. We'll see how that goes. Sergio Ramos from Real Madrid is available.
Right Come now. On,
yes. Yes. Hey, Sergio Ramos is 39 years old.
Exactly, but see, this is what it comes down to.
But he brings experience, bro.
You said the thing I say. John Barnes said we needed cover. Those are cover. That's cover, right? That's not a long-term solution. That's, hey, Virgil van Dijk is out.
Exactly.
For cover. Upper Meccano would be your replacement. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's Van Dijk's partner. But we were talking about John Barnes saying Liverpool needs cover. I don't think Liverpool needs cover. I do not. I don't think we should go in the market just for cover. My opinion. Don't think we should.
So you're saying if you go for Meccano, go and get him to be his Van Dijk's man.
Star. Yeah, we're not going. Don't go for him just to be covered. It don't make no sense. I don't even know why Henderson started as a center back. I'm going to be honest with you because I think he should have played in the midfield in that game. The dude Phillips has been playing pretty good, right? And starting alongside Fabinho, the games have been good. They've been playing all right. Reece Williams, that is a young cat. He's filled in admirably as well. You know, so we have cover. We have cover right now. Fabinho is outstanding. Like, nobody thought he would do as well as he's doing right now, right?
What? No. Fabinho's been on a one to watch list for 10 years now. I mean, even before he made the leap across the pond, people had him stamped. So I think he's exactly what people projected him to do. But I will give you that. You know, projections are projections. You know, actually achieving right. those goals is something completely something different. And I'll give you that he's actually done that.
But, yeah. All right, so we'll go around the globe a little bit. B, how are you feeling? Well, you guys are sitting in 10th now, right?
I think it's actually 8th, but, you know. It could easily be
10. I don't want to pull up the tape on you from earlier this summer.
What'd he say?
Oh!
Man, they spent so much money.
He said it was no way. Because I said, okay, who's going to be top four? He's like, we're not trying to be top four. We're going to win the league next year.
Listen, man.
That was the aim.
I'm really at a loss for words, man. I wake up on Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, and I'm like, why do I even watch these games? I don't know why I torture myself just so this man can jump on Twitter and just destroy me for, you know, 90 minutes, man.
What did I call that game the other day?
Oh, so Sam calls me. He's like, man, did you watch the exhibition with Chelsea the other day?
Damn.
Because at first I was throwing off like, what exhibition? I was like, I thought he's talking about the U.S. team or something. Like, they play? And he's like, no.
I was like, oh. I was real excited about that game. I don't know why.
Right. That's a real low blow, man.
And this is the thing. And it gets deeper because he hates Man U. He hates Man U. So he has this whole thing as Ali. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, Ali's going to get fired before. His whole thing was every week. Ali's gonna get fired before Christmas.
I gotta admit, I was wrong on that, man. But shit, even a broken clock is right. Like, Listen, you know, so anything is possible.
Don't give up hope. It can still happen.
I'm not a believer. Don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope.
I'm not on the Kool-Aid at all. But I will give you your kudos, D-Fry. You stood right in the pocket. You might as well be Rocky Balboa to come. Man, you stayed right in there.
I tempered about 2 months ago when we had our show. I dropped a lot of bombs after we beat PSG. Then it went downhill. Now I had to temper myself for the last few months. But I would like to say that we are officially back and we are in a title race.
That man is looking good at the moment, but the proof is in the pudding. It's still a long stretch of games.
Definitely.
To go, bad weather still. Weather's going to still be a factor. So I can completely see it crumbling and Ali getting fired before the season ends. I see it happen.
This is the thing, man. We're going to win the title this year. I'm already on board. 21-21, baby. We are there.
I don't know any United fans that started the season not saying Ole out.
No, keep in mind. I was definitely Ole out.
He gotta go.
I'm with it.
Top of the league, and all of a sudden it's he is still
a PE teacher. He is still a substitute teacher. But a substitute teacher sometimes have y'all seen Dangerous Minds? Didn't she get those kids graduating? What about all those high school films with the substitute teacher?
I'm glad you recorded this, man. I'm glad you're recording this.
You are insane, man.
The substitute teacher sometimes can get you to graduate.
You kind of got to throw your fishing pole super deep on a cast.
Man, listen.
I'm just saying, if you look at our squad, Bae is what we needed, baby. Look. That is, if he can stay not hurt, which is very, very praying. Every day I pray that he doesn't slip on a banana peel, that he doesn't like walk into traffic or something, because he doesn't play more than 4 or 5 games in a row. That's standard.
That's a lot
to ask for him with him. This could be the year that Michelle Pfeiffer gets us to the championships.
No. Yo, you in these movie references, bro.
Michelle Pfeiffer,
I'm telling you. Look, we can fire Ali probably next week.
Talk this nonsense, man.
It's not nonsense. Martial is not even in full form yet. Cavani is out there having a resurgence of his life out there right now. Even though he's racist, but he's still having a resurgence in his career.
Oh, man.
He's a racist, but he's our racist, all right?
It's
okay. All right, I see how it is, though. I see.
You got to claim your racist, you know?
Look, take your 3-match ban. I'm fine with it. He'll be back for the Liverpool game. We good to go. Let's.
And that's something he should have tweeted this week.
Oh, man. Oh, then I'd have been up. Then I would have told him to get kicked off the team. But it's only the Man City game, which is after we win this, I'm going to call it the Manchester Invitational Part 2.
Oh,
the previous one was the Europa League where we lost the Manchester United Invitational.
And listen, the way Man City beat us, you know, this past weekend, I don't see how there's any way you guys have a chance to do anything except tie that game. And knowing Ali and knowing Manchester United is going to be park the bus, play the counterattack, boring football nobody wants to see.
And we'll figure out a way to get a W. And all the bad things I talked about last year that I griped about have been positive this year. Have we talked bad about De Gea at all this year? He has been out of his mind this year.
He's had his ups and downs.
He has not had any bad games this year. He has not.
Not as bad as, not complete stinkers, but I've seen lapses.
Oh, no, we saw last year some of those goals he gave up. This is a resurgence.
Is he really a top 5 goalkeeper in the world?
Not right now.
Okay. That's a good question to start off with.
Previously, he was probably even number one. I give him that.
Okay, but let's name the top. That's a good topic to jump in.
3 years ago, he was probably the number one goalkeeper.
Yeah, probably 3 years ago, he was probably the number one.
So who's top 5 for y'all then? Top 5 keepers in the world right now then?
Jan Oblak at
Oblak is number one. He's Oblak. The shit. Oblak is a wall.
Ter Stegen over
I would say Ter Stegen.
Yeah.
Allison.
I say Allison.
Clearly, Allison.
Allison playing with his feet from the back. Absolutely.
Yeah. I would say Bayern Munich. Damn.
Oh, yeah. The big blonde. Yeah.
Dude is the best keeper in the world. I don't know why his name eludes me.
Yeah. that's because Byron really only has Lewandowski and a whole bunch of other dudes. That's just basically the squad.
He totally is a top-notch keeper, for sure.
He was the number one keeper for a while, too.
Yeah. I mean, he won the Byron.
Manuel Neuer.
There it is.
There you go. So those run it out for me. To be honest with you, I don't even think that he is the best keeper at United at the moment.
Talking with Henderson. Wow. Yeah, I can see that. That's why I'm cool with him doing well this year. We can sell him in the summer.
I think Henderson had an amazing season last year. He took it out the park. I was like,
He might go on loan, though, too, again. That's the thing that's messed up. He might go back on loan.
He needs a playing time. Yeah.
All right, let's jump into the topics, fellas. Man U 21-21. They got t-shirts dropping soon. I think I might cop one.
Gonna be so much fun to watch you crack and crumble.
Man. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun when we go in the first place on Tuesday. Just wait till what I have in store on Tuesday. Tuesday. We play Burnley on Tuesday. Wait till what I have in store on Tuesday. Burnley, when we go in the first. When we go in the first on Tuesday, just wait. I've called the second half of my day. Just to be able to set up everything for all of you gentlemen and the other gentlemen in the world.
Oh, wow.
All right. So let's jump in here. You talked about it a little bit already, Rick, with you all needing a defender. Do you all think you all really need this defender, though?
And do they come in January?
I don't think we need to hit a home run. If we do, it doesn't need to be.
I'm with Sam on that one.
It sounds like you guys just want somebody serviceable, not a world beater.
Right now. So, I'd say save the world beating for the summer. You know what I mean? Go for somebody really up there. Let's be honest. Gomez is like glass, and Matip is even worse. I mean, I feel like they eat a banana and he gets injured, like something like that. Like poor Cyril in a box that hurts his, you know, tore my ACL for and Captain Crunch.
And I still don't trust Matip all the way. You know, like Matip, I trust him sometimes. Sometimes I don't trust him.
I like him. He's a good center half. He's a good center back. It's just, can he stay healthy? He can't. Right. He can't. Yeah. I think that's proven. It's proven. I don't think he's played more than maybe 12 games in an entire season. I don't know, man. It's crazy. The dude is, it's like he's, so we call this at Liverpool, we call this the Sturridge problem. You know what I mean? Because this is Daniel Sturridge, Adam Lallana. Remember, all these guys, you know, they're top. And what do? They just stay injured. They stay in that physio room. They don't come out. And that's the same thing right now with Matip and Gomez. Gomez has been at Liverpool for 5 years. and he's only played two full seasons.
Wow.
I'm hearing from a lot of people that Virgil van Dijk is the new Vincent Kompany.
In what way? What do you mean?
Top-notch defender, arguably the best defender in the game, suffers a major injury, and is never the same.
We got to wait and see. I mean, he's way ahead of schedule to come back now.
Is he coming back for the Euro Cup, or is he going to just sit that out?
Well, we don't know. The squad goes in. He's on the squad sheet for goes in. He's scheduled to – right now they're saying his timeline for return might be April. Could be March, possibly, which would be – an amazing recovery.
I'm always big on not rushing those things back.
Yeah, he's juggling right now.
And that's
bring him back in March. Go ahead and bring him back in March.
to answer your question about needing somebody, I want some experience. You know what I'm saying? I don't, as funny as the whole Sergio Ramos thing is, at least it's some experience. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's even on their radar. I highly doubt it, but he brings
Sergio Ramos is a firecracker too, but he's the heart and soul of that Real Madrid squad as well. Like he kept them in the Champions League, to be honest with you.
Let me ask you this. Is Shakira coming to Liverpool? Think about it. Come on, man. You see her belly dancing in Liverpool?
Hold on, that's the wrong person.
That's PK's girl.
That's PK's girl, man. That's not Sergio Ramos' girl.
Sergio Ramos' girl. That's PK's girl.
Oh, my bad.
I was like, wait, why would she be coming to Liverpool?
I thought that was Sergio Ramos.
At first, Rick, at first I thought he meant Shakiri. I'm like, he's already.
I'm like, I don't know. I was like, wait.
No, he's talking Shakira.
Nah, man, like Ramos would be good cover, but you know, like I said, I don't necessarily know if we need. To be honest with you, if we were to go in the market just for cover, I would raid Newcastle for Lascelles. Mm. Lascelles is a good center half. He can hold it. He can sit right there beside Fabinho. It'll be great cover. He's got experience in the league already. It won't take him any time to settle in and get going. You know, versus you bringing in like a Sergio Ramos who has never played in the Premier League. Takes a little time to get up to that speed and you know, to work in that.
Listen, I don't care who it is. Whoever he decides to bring in, I know I have so much faith in that man that I know it's going to work.
Oh, no, Klopp is dope. I hate Liverpool like everybody else and my nation is, but I respect Klopp. I respect.
Let me see. The way I look at it is that with the injuries right now, and that's why I say I don't see any cracks. Why this is why we should have run just for cover is that the midfield is just unbalanced. Like, he plays this Brexit midfield, and I hate this Brexit midfield.
The Brexit midfield?
Explain to him what that is. Listen.
That's the Brexit midfield.
This is the funniest thing. He told me this the other day, and I laughed my butt so hard. I mean, go ahead. Tell him what it is.
The Brexit midfield, man, is Curtis Jones, James Miller, and Jordan Henderson. They don't play well together. It hasn't worked.
Henderson and Milner should never be playing together at the same time.
Yeah.
Miller and Hendo do not work together. They're it's too. So in the game where they played, the midfield was all the way back. We had nothing connecting the attack. Fabinho from center back had more chances created at goal than the midfielder. Like, this is crazy. And then what did he do? Rather than say, hey, let me just, you know, turn a knob or take a piece out, he just completely revamps it, right? So what happens now? Now we have Genie, Thiago, and Ox, right? None of these guys really, I mean, outside of Genie, maybe, none of these guys defend.
Yeah, they're not tracking back at all.
So you went from one extreme to the next. For me, you know, we just have to find that midfield balance, and I don't think Jordan Henderson should play in the center.
Let me say this. I mean, you guys all seem to be really heavy on Klopp, and I got to admit, you know, I've seen the success. But I've also seen the parallel that Klopp is really just Phil Jackson from the Bulls reincarnated. Follow me on this. These guys really kind of come from out of nowhere. They have some experience, but they come out of nowhere and they win a couple of things, and they have some untraditional methods with the yoga, the mental stimulation. But these guys don't last. When the winning is done, these guys are out of here. And so that kind of leads me back into the cracks, the crevices that I see. Klopp will be out of there, man. 2 seasons from now, you guys will be right back in 1994 all over.
Nah, not really. His replacement is already pretty much
lined up.
Boom. Yeah.
Oh, the sweet guy on the bench. What's his name?
Gerrard is already, you know, he's got Rangers right now locking up that Scottish title for the first time in many, many, many years. He just put Celtic on their back. So we already got a ready-made replacement, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But even so, I don't see him. I mean,
yeah, he ain't coming right now. He ain't coming. Nah. Not 2 years. Maybe.
I'm so glad that you guys are recording this. That's all.
Listen, Klopp spent a lot of time at Dortmund. He won the league twice.
Not a whole lot of pressure there, though.
Well, it's not a lot of pressure, but think about this. You're beating Bayern Munich, and what does Bayern do? Every year when you beat them, they buy your best player.
Yeah,
and
they do.
He took the title 2 years in a row with this Dortmund team that was almost relegated 2 years prior. Think about that. And there was no name players on Dortmund.
Well, we know Lewandowski
now. Now we know Lewandowski. Back then, we didn't know who he was. He was a no-name player that Klopp took in and redid and made him who he is. Just like Mo Salah. Mo Salah, remember, he was at Chelsea, man. Y'all just gave him that boot.
Take it easy.
Yeah. And Klopp took him in and turned him into a champion.
We've had a lot of big fish get away, but yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I stand corrected.
So mentioning Chelsea, is Christian Pulisic, is he Captain America or did we, the what we saw last year, was that just a flash in the pan, or is this Frank?
I got to take this one first, man. My club. We've not seen enough. We've not seen enough at all since he's been at Chelsea. All this publicity, all the hype that you're seeing is based on the American media needing a golden boy. Like I've been telling you on Twitter here for 2 weeks, Pulisic is the poor man's Landon Donovan. That's what he is.
Prove me wrong.
Give me Donovan any day.
And he said a poor man's version, not even like the supercharged version.
I'm telling you, I'm losing it over here.
That's hard. That's hard.
Listen, he ain't performing right now at Chelsea the way everybody thought he should be. But he's had some games where he's changed that game for Chelsea and scored some big goals.
And some good big assists too.
I won't say he's a poor man. But I do think he's probably the most talented player on the US team right now.
I might say McKinney, man.
No, don't get me wrong. McKinney's a good player. But let's face it, in terms of where they are right now and the talent level right now, I think he is the best player on the U.S. team. Now, will he stay that way? Will he live up to that? Remember, everything can change on the drop of a dime.
I might put McKinney and Dest over him.
Sergino Dest.
Weah in there. I think Weah's more talented than him. Much more of a goal threat. I mean, different positions, of course, but – talk about just dangerous in the final third.
Yeah.
They got so small and dainty and soft and...
Listen, I think he's way better than Landon Donovan. I'm going to tell you the truth on that one. I think he is better than Landon Donovan.
I don't see that.
I don't think Landon Donovan was the best player on the U.S. team when he was there anyway.
Oh, wow! Really?
No, it'd be what you call it, wouldn't Dempsey. It'd be Dempsey.
No, Dempsey.
Hold up! You don't think Clem Dempsey's the best player on the U.S. squad?
Absolutely not. No.
Landon Donovan is soft, man. He's soft. Oh. He's soft. Clem Dempsey was tough, man. Clem Dempsey was that dude. I'm talking about fire.
Stuff the stat sheet. I need to see stats on the sheet. That's what I need. Hey.
There's things that stats don't account for, though. I mean, listen, when they played Jamaica was. You know, we went to 2 Gold Cup finals, beat the U.S. and everything, and then we played them. And
look at this guy.
I mean, the dude made masks of his face. He looked at the Jamaican dude like,
oh, man, you going down memory lane at this poor stadium you guys got down there?
Hey, listen.
I grew up playing on that field. Bumpy as a rock parking lot, man.
Hey.
Water on the field, man. The nets ain't even tied up half the time.
Listen, I think about this. You're talking about stat stuffing, right?
What did Landon Donovan do
at Everton that Clint Dempsey did not eclipse at?
Listen, that was a different time, you know, when we talk about Cavani and race and barriers. There was a time in the Premier League where Americans just were simply not considered. And Landon Donovan is
unless you're a goalkeeper.
A victim of that. That's all that is.
American goalkeepers are always like in demand. I don't know.
And you can't have a hairline either. You know, that was a problem.
Unless you're Tony Meola, though. Unless you're Tony Meola.
That's true, too.
I thought
you would say Dempsey, man. I didn't know you was on the Landon Donovan train like this.
I mean, I'm not a fanboy, don't get me wrong. I mean, they're both integral pieces, but I take the creator over the finisher every day of the week. Give me the creator.
All right, man. Haaland is, they're talking about Haaland's going about 15 different places. Chelsea is on board. They got Liverpool, Man U, Real Madrid, PSG. Your top 12 squads in Europe have all went to the club to try to holler at him.
I don't see why he just doesn't stay for a minute.
Dude is a beast.
He's a beast, but I mean, why? What's the rush? You know what I'm saying?
Money and trophies.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
But how old is he again? What? He's what?
20.
Why wait to get paid when you can get paid tomorrow?
That's right.
I don't know.
I mean, because I tell you this, I bet you Claudio Reyna won't be there a long time. He gonna get that bag. His family already know how to run this system. He's going as soon as he sees a PSG or somebody like, oh no, he's out. He ain't even showing up to practice the next day.
Hey, there's a saying that goes like this, man. You're one injury away from the championship, bro.
So what do y'all think he goes then?
You know, you
listen, I got Roman on line one. It's happening. He's coming
to Chelsea?
Bridge. Yes.
Oh, come on, stop.
Crown jewel. It's the crown jewel. Okay?
Crown jewel of what?
Not just bought Timo Werner.
That's what I'm saying, Timo. What y'all got? Where
you just bought Timo?
Goes to a wing. He's gonna go to the wing. He's not a target man. He's not a center forward. In the Bundesliga, yes. In the Premier League, no. And it's been proven.
So where is my boy Tommy Abraham going to go? Where is he going? What they going to do with him then?
He's a high quality backup. He plays.
My boy that went to a high quality backup.
we like him in that role though. Somebody gets nicked and injured. Yeah, he's serviceable. He's serviceable.
So Pulisic is not playing then, I'm assuming.
He's going to fight for his spot. He's going to fight for it.
So is the Kai Havertz thing over then? Is the Kai Havertz experiment over?
He needs more time, actually. Go ahead, Rick.
Kai Havertz or Loftus-Cheek? Because y'all let Loftus-Cheek go, right?
So He's done. Stick a fork in that guy. Man. Listen, did you understand the kind of timetable we working on at Chelsea? And this is what young Renzel, you know, reminded me of. Chelsea, you don't get a lot of time at Chelsea. You know what I mean? Roman is sitting there watching these games, and if you're not performing, you're done. It's just that simple. And I like it that way, man. Proof is in the pudding. You know, we from the show me state, man. You got to show me, period.
I'll delete my Twitter if he goes to Chelsea. I'll say that right here, right now. I will delete my Twitter.
Notice how we named like 12 teams, and Chelsea didn't even come up, and then he said Chelsea. Like,
No. Chelsea has been mentioned. They have been mentioned, you know, but I mean.
Listen, you never want to make a whole lot of hype. You want to keep that price as low as possible. You don't want to come off as, you know.
I mean, I don't think it's a secret that price is going to be high for him, though. It's not like, that's not a bargain player where you like, oh, man, we don't want anybody to know about him. Yeah. I don't think that's a secret.
Probably a Liverpool supporters, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. His dad is, right?
Yeah, his dad is a Liverpool supporter.
Come on, man. Don't even take us down that path. That's off the table. Don't even take us down that path. No.
That's
a lot. Talk about wishful thinking.
No, I mean, look, we still are in on him too. Don't get it twisted now.
Listen, he's going to Bayern Munich. I'm gonna tell you right now.
You think he's gonna go to Bayern?
I'm gonna tell you. That's how it works. You go to Germany.
Because they did that with Lewandowski. So they're gonna match him up with Lewandowski.
Have to go through Bayern.
And Lewandowski's pretty old right now, right? Who's going to replace him?
Yeah, he is.
One more year. They need somebody. They gonna go for him.
I was thinking Real Madrid or something.
Real Madrid has a good chance. I mean, they got money. You know what I mean? Pay him probably more than Bayern can. So that's always. Let me tell you, Barcelona and Real Madrid are just like, all right, we'll throw money at him. That's what they do. That's where you come, right? That's what they do. But if you want to win and win consistently, then you know, you're looking at a Bayern Munich, you're saying, hey, I can go in there and start right now and win trophies with that team that's there. I don't know if you're going to Barcelona to win trophies right now. I don't know if you're going to Real Madrid.
But I mean, like, don't you want new challenges, you know, going abroad to a different league, you know, all together, different talent level? I mean, that Premier League, the game in the Premier League is so, I think, enticing for a lot of these guys. But some of these guys just know that they can't cut it there. Like you're talking about Reyna. I don't really see Reyna performing well in the Premier League. I think he goes to La Liga and scores for fun, sets up goals for fun. But that Premier League is a different beast. It's over the top. It's bad weather. It's fast-paced. I think Haaland excels there, and I think he takes on that Chelsea.
Here we go. We came back to Chelsea.
Challenge, and he becomes a legend. He becomes the next Didier Drogba.
He's going to be legend. A star. Legend.
Oh, man. I'll delete my Twitter if he goes there. And I've amassed almost 3,000 followers. I will just start from scratch. I'll start as a new person.
In order for him to go to Chelsea, right? You have to at least finish in the top four. That's all I'm saying.
That's possible.
Well, okay.
Look, that's not happening. Look, so I think
like a long shot, but I'm going to stay the course here.
Now keep in mind, last year we were in ninth place and we went up and got third, so it can't happen.
Plenty of time.
Maybe a pandemic happens and stops everything and it helps y'all out to get y'all back right.
Topics that you set, but yeah. let me touch on this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lampard, does he stay past March?
Oh, what you get? There we go. We might as well go to Roman's revenge. Frank Lampard days at the D.
I just don't know, man.
Look at the look on his B's face. It's
hard to stay up. I mean, I'm so on the edge of this cliff right now. I'm just holding on by a prayer and a thread, you know? That's all I can tell you.
Do you think he has what it takes to keep the team up, though? That's the question. Do you think his tactics
I look at what Daryl Frierson's been through. Anything is possible.
That is very true. Look, we've said this, that after these last 4 or 5 years, anything is possible.
I'm rolling the dice. Might as well.
I mean, so
wait a minute. So does that mean that Arteta gets to keep his job too? Then
they only 3 points apart.
Arsenal will accept a loser. That's the difference. Yeah, we won't accept a loser. I don't care if you're a legend, former legend. You can hit the door too. You know.
I mean, I think Frank may be gone by Valentine's Day. I'm gonna put that out there.
You know, he's saying the right things. I like the way he's conducting these press conferences. You know, the last 2 weeks, the past 2 weeks before this last week, he really went in on the players. This week, he stood by the players, keeping the morale high. You know, we're gonna see where the chips fall, man. I can't talk too much.
All right, let me check y'all's schedule real quick. So if y'all lose to Fulham on the 15th, how like where will this same thing that you're saying right now?
Will your tone change?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying on the 15th.
I'm trying to stay positive, Polly, on this, but yeah, a loss to Fulham definitely you start getting phone calls from Roman. And that's never good. You know, that's never good when the billionaire Russian is calling. It's not good.
Y'all have an easy run here, man. I mean, you got Fulham, you got, you know, Leicester, then Wolves.
We got a lot of the right pieces. And I think if we can make a nice splash in the transfer window, I think it's okay. I think we survived this season. We retool, we reload in the offseason, and then we're back next year. Right there, 1, 2, 3.
Once again, retool.
1, 2, 3.
Right. You say retool? Isn't that what y'all just? I mean,
listen. It was always a 5-year plan. It was always a 5-year plan.
Y'all should have listened to one of our first episodes. He was so upset that Man City got that they didn't get hit enough. Listen, he was like, "How we get caught with our hand in the cookie jar, and nothing happens to them?"
Exactly. And even that's still a mystery. Does anyone understand the fair play rules? Anyone? I mean, that's a roll of the dice. The whole fair play rules. You just hope you don't get smacked up, you know, and I mean, that can kill you.
City already went around it several times. I don't know.
So big transfer rumors. Let's jump into transfer rumors that we've heard. Oh, no, actually, no, let me go back. Luis Suarez, if anybody's been peeping La Liga, he's been clowning. He may be player of the year in La Liga.
He's a beast, though, man. He's been a beast. Like,
yeah.
He's never not been a beast.
And Atletico, man, like, they sleeperly do are going to be, like, the future of La Liga. Like, if you look at their squad, because while Felix is, like, can be – he's, like, up under Haaland to me is, like, the best young dude in the world. That dude makes plays. He's good with his footing. He's gonna set you up, or if you're not, he'll take it himself. I just love him, man. Like
he's a nice player, man.
Yeah, I like what he brings. And like you said, he's the creator. He's the creator type, but he will also finish it.
And then he got Suarez is a nice veteran with him on his side, you know, to like kind of guide him and
clinical finisher, you know, at his disposal. That's always a positive thing. I agree with you. He's a major talent. He's doing the business. Definitely is.
Because I think Barcelona may not even make top four this year if you look at them.
It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be real rough.
Mars is my racist, though. That's my racist. Just so happens that your racists and my racists come from the same country.
Do y'all think Messi's gone though too? Before we leave out of La Liga,
next year he's out of there.
I think he wants to leave. I think he really wants to leave.
Everybody knows he wants to leave. It's just.
What else is there left to accomplish there?
It's not even just this. I mean, he's won it all. He's won Champions Leagues. He's won, you know,
everything.
Everything. I mean, unless he wants to.
He's won everything multiple times at that. I mean, where there's, you know, and like we always talk about D-Fry, you know, Barcelona did so much for him with the injury, with the health issues before he came over, you know, from Argentina and took care of him and his family. So I think he's repaid the debt, man. He's in the twilight of his career. You know, why not go, you know,
MLS.
Get last big check.
MLS, I think he might do MLS more every day. I get close to him coming to MLS.
MLS. Who doesn't want to come to MLS? It's the retirement league. You retire in the MLS. You come, you go to the beach and you chill. He could go to Inter Miami with David Beckham.
That's what we always talk about.
Yeah, last big bag. And that's what we always talk about, where for a lot of these guys, when they come over to MLS, not only is the retirement league, like Ricky's, you know, absolutely right, but also what the MLS does for their families. You know what I mean? Where like cousins and brothers and nephews are getting spin off businesses, you know, as a result of them signing here. I mean, that's huge, man. That becomes a game changer for not only you, but your family. Talk about setting up generational wealth, long-term success. It's right there for you.
I don't want to be a bad guy here, but there we were just saying how he's won everything. He hasn't won everything.
What has he not won? What has he not won?
The big one.
yeah, that's a tough one, man.
And I only say that because that's Argentina's his team, man. That's Ricky's team.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's gonna be rough coming up.
The final and put it on a plate for him, and, you know.
Still couldn't get it.
It's going to be rough. Look,
that was his fault, though. People tried to blame him, but that wasn't his fault. I mean, he put two on a platter. All they had to do is put it in the back of the net and bug Wayne, you know.
And I don't see, man, Europe is so strong right now, man. I don't even know. It might be an all-European final in the World Cups, the next few.
I don't think he gets one. I've been saying that for a while. I don't think he gets one.
I don't see
Ronaldo that. Will get one before him. Put it like that.
I
don't think he'll get one either.
Oh, yeah. Portugal is – Portugal's got a whip, though, man.
Still, man, the groups are too challenging.
Retire before he gets one. I don't think he's going to be like Zlatan. He ain't getting one either.
Yeah. No.
You know, I don't think they.
But if I had to pick, I will agree with D. If I had to pick one of those, if the three, Portugal would probably be my pick out of those three. Yeah. I still don't think it's going to happen because we're discounting a lot of other really strong, like you said, strong teams in Europe. So.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that assessment.
Because France ain't going nowhere, bro.
Oh, France got a beast of a side. The Dutch.
That's over. That's
Dutch, know. Belgium.
Belgium got a beast of a side, you know.
The Belgians, the Dutch, they looking real good. Germany reloading all the time.
Spain is still trying to reload a little bit with Fati and stuff old. Like that.
They look old right now. They gotta retool.
England's got a lot of young talent coming through.
You can't count out people that can just screw up your group, like Iceland. You know, Iceland or something.
Or Wales or something.
Oh.
Denmark, Scotland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did those dentists and accountants come from? I mean.
Crazy, man.
Or some random squad, like a South Korea with a Sun that's going off on you real quick.
Yeah, bro.
Yep. So it was something that Sam texted me before we get a transfer. He was saying, and I want to see what y'all two think, Harry Kane versus Son.
Hey.
If I'm building a side, I'm taking Son all day. I don't
Thank
I
you.
Don't care about it.
Thank you.
But it's something about the white supremacy of Harry Kane. I keep talking about it.
He's
it's something about him, man.
Listen, man, the game has not changed that much. It's always a great white hype. And that's what Kane is.
That's what he thinks.
I agree, bro.
That's just how it goes.
I will make an all white supremacy squad on y'all and have him and Vardy up front. And we will run through the whole league. with the Hail Hitler side of everybody that looks like they were in the LaFons, you know, like the German SS squad. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
like,
man, I'm taking sound all day over here.
Somebody got the center half or the United, so.
The thing that I really like about Son is the work ethic, the engine that he brings. And you can tell that's part of his upbringing. That's part of being in that that Korean military where, you know, he just works hard.
Did he skip it? He got to skip it though.
No, he did.
He did get to skip it.
Maybe once. I thought he went over there for a minute though. I thought he didn't get to like go to.
No, he got to skip it because Champions League 2 years ago and they went to the final.
I don't know about
he was that. Doing some Joe Louis stuff, man. They had him just showing up, signing autographs over there. He didn't do no real military stuff over there. Come on now. You think you go your best player in Korean history? You gonna let him? Yeah, okay.
He's clinical. What I like about him is he's clinical, man. He finished.
Yes, sir.
Y'all sleep on my great white hype of Harry Kane. Look.
He does away with opportunities, man. Son takes him. Like, Harry Kane gets these weird-ass tap-ins, man. I'm like,
his passes are crisp, though, too. Don't sleep on his passes. Listen, on Harry Kane's passes.
I'm not saying that he sucks. I'm just saying I'm taking Son over Kane.
Harry Kane stubs his toe, he gets a penalty.
Harry Kane is not even a top 15 striker in the world. Top 15.
Oh, I'm not going to let you sit and disrespect the SS like this. I'm not going to let you do that. Man.
I might be able to get him in top 20, but top 15, I don't see it.
That's crazy. Wow. I have to think about that one.
I'd have to think about that. I mean, top 15, he's up there. You know, he scores. He's.
I mean, shit, it becomes a numbers game about opportunities. You know, when you're the great white hype and your name is penciled in every week.
Yeah, you get your chances.
You got a team around you that's trying to feed you. I mean, the service, the top-notch service is there, right?
Yeah. Still difficult to put in 20 a year, though. I mean, he's done it consistently.
So we talked about transfers a little bit. Brandon Field Holland's going to be there and within, I guess, the next 6 months. His sign still delivered.
He could come this window.
Oh, and come on, stop it. He's hurt right now. You want to
listen? He's working the phones. I see it.
Is this going to turn into your Jaden Sancho situation? Is this going to turn into what Jaden Sancho was for me?
Hello. I'm just as insane as you are.
Look, Jaden Sancho is still coming. Don't get it twisted. He'll still be on Manchester
United. Talk about being a bum, man.
This is perfect. This is perfect. This is what we want. Bring that value down. I think somebody told him, like, look here, man. You can't be balling out and everything if you want to go to Manchester United. Bring your thing down from 105 to around 85. We can make this happen. And he was like, I can do that. And he's doing that.
You've had Jordan Sancho before as Memphis Depay.
Oh, come on. You know we get first right refusal on him, too.
It's the same guy. It's the exact same guy, the same player.
But Memphis Depay, man, I mean, Memphis Depay be at the clubs. What? So do Jaden Sancho. He be hanging out with Phil Foden, don't he? No. Well, that was Phil Foden and Greenwood. That be hanging out.
Memphis got a whole rap album out, though.
What? Are you serious?
He'd be
dipping in the States though now. I know he'd be dipping in the States a lot.
You got a whole album out, bro.
Well, I just want everyone to fear if just don't let us get anybody serviceable to take Lindelof off our hands. And my whole thing is that we just want to stamp people and send them out. I want to shout out to Phil Jones. I would like to see you be sent off. Rojas, it's been nice. Time for you to go. If you really, really want to take Lingard off our hands, I won't be upset. I'll be like, man, that's kind of bad. He was cool, but I'm not going to be upset. So really, I'm trying to send people off for us right now. I'm just trying to send people out.
He's another white hype too, though, ain't he? Jesse Lingard?
I mean, he's black, though.
He's part of the white hype category.
No, he is, though. He was hyped up. I mean, I'm just saying that right now, the way we are set up right now, it is fearful the rest of the league. Everybody's under 25, except for De Gea. Everybody's under 25, and everybody's looking good. Maguire, if we could just keep him away from himself, That's all we need. And that's all. If we get another CB, that just keeps McGuire from having to think he can do everything, because he wants to be in there for headers. He wants to be in there on corner kicks, trying to do his thing. We get another CB, it's hell to pay for the rest of the league going forward for the next 5 years.
What is the latest on Paul Pogba? Right?
Look here. I'm in between now. It's like being separated from your wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't know if you're really gonna go back or if you're gonna go to, you know, work on it or not. We're in the in-between, but I still am looking at Grealish though. Like, I'm still looking at other people in the club, and I'm still looking at Grealish to maybe come on down. Because Grealish is nice.
Hold on, did you feel this way 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I felt like this for a long time.
Okay. He has been spouting this nonsense for a while.
No, I'm cool with Pogba going, because I don't want the drama with him no more, man. Like, if he wants to go, let him go. And I'll even take Diabla from if they want to do the swap for Diabla, give him to us. I'll do the swap right now.
The fact that you have Paul Pogba and Jack Grealish in the same class is a
No, not the same class. Okay. I'm just saying that it'll be a better setup for the way we're running right now.
Because Jack Grealish is basically a younger Adam Lallana. I mean,
but he's unselfish. Pogba does everything, no doubt. But he don't want to be there. If he don't want to be there, I'm cool with it. Send him, get Diabala. We'll be Trump tight then.
Hold on, that's what we were saying about Mo earlier, and you were jumping down our throats.
About what now?
Mo.
Oh, I mean, it's a little bit just different. It's a little bit different. The only reason I say it's different is we're deep as hell at midfield, period, already. I mean, Van de Beek hasn't really got his time to shine out there, you know, and if we get
no shining for him to do.
Yes, he did.
That was another piss poor move by your front office.
What are you talking about, Van de Beek, Lil Ajax? What are you talking about?
He's Tommy Abraham for your club.
No, I'm fine with that. But if Paul wants to go, he can go.
Yeah.
Jack Grealish is. I'm fine with all the Lafonza looking white gentlemen in the Premier League. I'm fine with all of them. We can stack them all up if they can do what they got to do. We can stack them all up. I'll take Harry Kane even, whatever it may be. If you don't want to be on Manchester United, you don't want to be there. And I get what y'all saying. I'm just saying Salah, he's not a troublemaker though. Paul would be out there in the clubs. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what he's going to be doing next week. I'm waiting to see a domestic violence thing. I don't know I don't have anything concrete about it. I just feel it's coming out of the pipeline. Like, you know, it just feels like it. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels like moment. It's coming.
Huh? You going to have that Ray Rice moment?
Yeah, I just feel like it's coming. Like, it just feels like he's always, like, as soon as we're getting in pocket, he do something. He going to get hurt. His agent going to come out saying something, or he going to be burning up the club or something.
Well, his agent is always definitely pulling the strings and stirring the pot. That's what I think about his agent.
Yeah, let's go and give us Bentancur or Diabala. We'll swap him for him and give us 30 mil. We'll roll it. Give us 30 mil and swap one of them.
And 30 mil.
Yeah, you got to give us 30 mil.
I'd love to see him come over to Chelsea, man.
Look here, stop this. Stop this.
Listen.
Stop this.
Listen. How many guys you want on this squad,
look,
bro?
Look, Chelsea is on a situation of like you're like in The Big Short where somebody just start buying up stuff though. Like, not The Big Short. What was the one where it's pumping and dumping? With the stocks.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
And Chelsea.
But he just this one buy everything and then hopefully nobody catches them because they know they're gonna get caught. We're just gonna try to get trophies, and if we get caught, oh well.
Right now, nothing is off the table. Absolutely nothing is off.
Y'all on probation right now, Lenny. That's like saying like weed is legal. Yes, it is, but you just got off probation. Like, you can't be out there with a marijuana farm already. Talking about, well, it's legal. Isn't it all good? Well, you just got out of probation.
Yeah, you're crazy, man. You're
crazy. I'm just saying. Look, this year is even better. Last year sucked with Liverpool running away with it. I'm sorry. It just wasn't cool. And the sad thing for Liverpool, Chelsea, and all y'all is, if we get back in the thing, y'all know it's gonna be hard on y'all. We've been dormant. We've been sitting in the caves. Y'all don't want us back. Y'all don't want Manchester City fans back out here.
Here's a problem though. You guys have an Ed Woodward. Nobody else has one of those.
Right. We win in spite.
I don't see that.
We went in spite of.
You ain't won nothing yet. Chill.
We had a whole episode on this podcast about Mr. Woodward.
We picked up four, and then he's going to go out and sign like.
The guy will find a way to screw it up. If he he will figure it out.
He's going to go out and sign like John Joe Shelby from Newcastle or something. Watch.
There you go. Exactly. And he never will get fired. There's no pressure. I mean, make all the poor decisions, bad contracts you want.
Like I said, in spite of, just like with Jerry Jones with the Cowboys. You know, in spite of, we still rise. And that's the thing, is that we've been so dormant. We're going to be extra assholes when we come back out. Wait till Tuesday, folks. Wait till Tuesday.
There will be a lot of eyeballs on that game on Tuesday. That's for sure, man. That's going to be one to watch.
Burnley's never had these many people watching them coming up till this Tuesday.
Oh, how sweet it'll be.
Oh, no, no. And look, Chelsea thought they was gearing up. They got their little Lakers squad from, 2003 or 2004 when they got Gary Payton and, everybody like that. It got that's what it looks like. That's what
DB Carmelo.
Yeah.
That is not even close to the same.
And got no defense. Still ain't got no back line at all.
Not at all.
They got Mindy out there looking bad. That brother be out there have to die for his life. Did they send him to sliding school? Where you gotta dive, baseball school where you diving? Because that's all he is all the time.
Yeah. Oh, man.
If that was Kepa, they would even worse if it was Kepa. Keep it real,
Kepa. Kepa's
terrible though.
That's what y'all need to be trying to do is ship him out.
Hard right now, man. Hard to find a buyer for that kind.
As we always do, our Gareth Bale Award winner of the week is. Well, I'm going with Kepa this week.
He's Kepa. We should go every week. Terrible.
Yeah, he's cutting checks on y'all, and y'all can't do nothing about it.
$80 million goalkeeper? He is terrible. He can't.
Yeah, that's a tough deal, man. But again, what that does show you is the ability of the Russian billionaire to make things happen. That's why Haaland is not off the table. You see, that's why we believe in the dream.
But will Frank be the coach with Haaland?
We're going back to that.
here's the thing, though. Yeah, you guys have money, but your decision making is poor, though. Because for $85 million, I'm pretty sure you could have gotten a block. I'm pretty sure you could have gotten over.
You're probably right.
I mean, Ellison just left for $65 million, and Atletico is probably like, give us $85 million. And
listen, that's pretty easy for you to say. But I mean, you guys got a 30-year run of failure. Right? So, we're not let these last couple of years confuse us.
But here's the thing: even though we took a 30-year break, y'all still ain't caught up. The futility, man. Look, you see behind me, I got six of these. I don't have one; I got six, and we took a 30-year break.
I mean, I got to stand corrected on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Listen, man, it's
speaking facts over there.
So we'll talk about the MLS St. Louis team, y'all. What do y'all think about everything that's going on with this MLS St. Louis team?
I'm really pleased with what they're doing, man. At least what I'm seeing on social media, they're really, really trying to stretch, really kind of build it from the community up. So I respect that. And that's how you have long-term success. You know, that's how you're able to endure a 30-year run of failures. You got to have that. And these guys know about that. And then, the other thing that I'm seeing is I was reading an article where they brought in some acoustics company, because soccer definitely is a game of, passion. The fans really make the atmosphere. And so supposedly the acoustics are going to be so great where the fan noise is going to reverberate back onto the pitch. So I'm really excited to see if that's real and how that's working and the visuals that we're getting around Union Station, man. It looks like this is gonna be a real legitimate club. What you guys think?
I can't front, man. I'm excited too, man. I like what they've been doing, with everything. I like the arena, what it looks like. I'm surprised that they were able to put it where they're putting it, in that space there. But it seems to be like they head in the right direction. Let's just see what happens. But yeah, I think I'm gonna be a fan. I think I'm gonna buy some seats. Them ticket prices are not bad at all either.
No, not at all. Prices,
I forgot what they were, but when I remember, I just remember reading them.
I want to say because I looked at it, it was under $500 for seats.
Yeah, they were not. I mean, they were seriously not bad. I was expecting a lot worse. So that'd be something that I just to support the league. You know what I'm saying? And as D will tell you, and Rick too, man, it's hard for me to get behind St. Louis team. You know what I'm saying? So, but
yo, this is one of the biggest haters of anything in St. Louis, man. The Cardinals was winning. He'd be like, but how many rings is it? Like, okay. Man. I mean, most of the Yankees rings are before Black people could even play in the major leagues. So like I don't even count those rings, to be honest. And I've had this argument with you millions of times.
How can you stand behind a team with the history that they had towards people of players of color? You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about? In the 80s, they was all Black. The whole squad was Black when we grew up.
And then they got rid of all of them. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, the best St. Louis Cardinals squad was all Black. Vince Coleman, Willie McGee.
We had so many brothers on the team with the manager named White.
Now, right.
Hey, but I can make the same argument. You talking about some old stuff, man. That's you know.
No, most of the Yankees rings are before we could even go to the stadium. None of us could go to that stadium then, to Yankee Stadium then. None of us.
Let me end this debate here for you guys real quickly. It's a couple of real key points here. If we're going to go baseball just for a quick moment. First of all, second most championships all time, and we didn't buy ours. That's a big difference. Number two, best baseball fans in America. There's no other baseball town in America like St. Louis. That's just facts. Ain't no debate on that. And then number three, Kirk Flood is the father of free agency. The way that you guys are able to win today and splash money today and buy these incredible teams and talents is all because of a St. Louis outfielder.
I'm going to respond with this. If y'all ever, because I'm going to keep it, we're going to keep it, bring it back to soccer. But if y'all ever do a baseball podcast, please bring me back. Each and every single one of them.
Look, because like, I have a whole thing.
I've been
thing
having
about
the
how,
same debate.
If none of the, none debates. Of those rings count to after at least it was 10 Black players in the, in 10 yeah, Black or Hispanic
like
players in the
those Celtics rings when there was like six teams. You know what I mean? Like, that don't count. Come on, man.
We'll bring it back.
It was like five teams then when the Yankees was winning all them ships. Like
yeah,
it was like,
or like when the Canadians were winning the NHL every year. You
and
know
it was eight teams, literally eight teams.
It was eight teams.
I'm not responding. We coming back to just kidding. Nah, man, because I don't want to destroy y'all. I don't want to destroy y'all.
I do have an MLB The Show podcast.
That's coming.
Show coming, so we will definitely.
I will definitely be a regular. I'll definitely be a regular there.
We're going to park this until we get there, all right?
Because I ain't going to front. When D first asked me to come on this for Rick and I to join, I'm like, listen, man, if you want somebody, get Rick. Because you can tell he's much more knowledgeable about this. I'm just a casual fan, you know what I'm saying? I know the big names. I know the big teams. I know everything. But when you start getting into depth charts and knowing all, you know, that's all him. I'm just here. I told him, if you let me on, all I'm going to do is talk crap about Man U. That's all I'm gonna
do. He all right with me.
So I'm gonna look, man, look, it's all good, man. Look, wait till Tuesday, y'all, is what I'm trying to tell y'all. What I have planned for this rollout on Tuesday. Now, if we lose this game or two,
I'm gonna ring you for real. I'm gonna be like, hey, D, did you just see
oh, yeah.
Hey, mate, have you seen
if they don't win that game, listen.
I'm putting a lot of pressure on it. Oh, I'm putting
a
lot of
pressure. Will you be just as hype if they draw?
Yeah, we in first place.
Listen, man.
Now, I won't roll out the full guns like I was, because I can't do that. I just be hype.
Will y'all play win? Burnley?
Yeah, Burnley. Look, we don't know. Look,
is that game at home or away?
If it's away, we gonna win, because we don't win. All our losses have been at home. So yeah, if we're the way, we're going to win. I prefer it to be away, because that means we're going to win.
That is true.
all our hope losses have been that. And then we can get, we beat City tomorrow. We get some revenge on Spurs and get, wrap up this Caribou Cup, aka the Manchester Invitational Part 2. Wrap that on up, and then we won't even care about Europa this year. Don't even care about it. We don't care about it this year. We don't care about it. We wanna be the first team post COVID to have a parade. And that's what's really gonna hurt Liverpool. That's gonna just look hurt. Up.
It is what goes terrible. On in the mind of Daryl Fry? I just don't
oh no, man. Look, that's gonna hurt.
It is in a way. It's at Burnley. It's at Burnley. So
it's at Burnley. We're gonna win. Oh, okay. We're ready to go. It's at Burnley. We're gonna win. So I'm cool with that. We're gonna win. And then we go to Anfield, I think, with the week after that.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We'll win that too. I'm saying it right now. We'll win that too. And we'll go up 6 points. Let's go. 21-21. Let's go.
I'm sorry. I'll have what he's having.
This ain't Stamford Bridge.
I don't know what's going to happen. Bro, this we're going to hope for draws, and we're going to hope for a splash in the window.
That's how he's going to be after they lose to us, real quiet, just like he is now. Look.
It's not looking real good right now.
Can't even talk. Can't even hear you.
Hey, it's all about growing pains. It's growing pains, man. And I told D. Friday at the beginning of the season that we would have a spot like this. So I'm completely comfortable with this. We will bounce back. This is Chelsea. This is the Chelsea way. We are the best team in London for a reason. Right. You know, for a reason.
Y'all spent a ton of money, but the thing is, you got to get the players time to gel. You got to get the chemistry. It's not there. It's not there.
It takes time, man. It took you guys some time, too, if I remember.
Yeah.
It took you guys some time, too.
So. 21-21. It's a beautiful, isn't it set up to be beautiful? Hey,
everybody's got their share of problems, okay?
We have plenty. Like, don't get it twisted. But doesn't 21-21 sound so beautiful? It just sounds, it's a look.
It doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Look, it may be a setup. If we do end up winning this year, it may be a setup because 21-21 sounds so good.
I'm willing to go out on a limb right now and say that Ollie gets fired before Frank Lampard.
Oh, so here we go again. Here we go again.
You know, I can see it.
Not if we get 21-21.
These guys are on a high of beating some bums. It's not
what
gonna
bums? What bums did we beat?
Caught a couple of lucky breaks. You got
lucky breaks have we caught?
You got non-center forward scoring goals, you know.
We beat Everton twice already. What are you?
Good man.
We just beat Aston Villa, who was fifth.
Shouldn't have been that high. And,
what?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
So now, I mean, come on now. We got you. We don't have that many big games left. We got Liverpool twice. We got y'all one more time. We got and we're on a tour.
Ed, again, you got Liverpool twice.
Right, and after we beat Liverpool, I have a new name for this revenge tour that we're going to be on. After we get Liverpool, it's going to be a revenge tour. Kind of like, it's going to be like a band, kind of like, you know, this is the tour. And we just going to come back.
I'm just letting you have your fun, man.
It's been a long time since I can talk this shit like this, man.
I'm giving you as much wrong as you want, man.
And it's sad because we should be in the first place all the time. Why is it taking this long?
We are guessing your house, so I'm gonna let you have this, but
no. Let this man know he's insane. I tell this man all the time that the man is batshit crazy.
How? The rings speak for themselves.
The man is crazy.
The rings speak for themselves.
We don't watch the same games.
Look, it's going to get even more sicker, man, for y'all, man. Bailly is at the top. Look, y'all don't understand how much that meant to us that last game against Villa. Because we suck in our CB suck.
Okay, wait a minute. So let's go to that last thing. Now, since we're back on Man U.
Yes.
The last item on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
The new...
B put this. Go ahead, B. B put that on the. He put that on.
What's the last one?
What about Ali?
About Ali being the new first.
Nah, man. Hey, listen. I just thought that was worth a chuckle, right? I mean,
it's worth a laugh, but
he's the new Sir Alex Ferguson.
Come on, man. No,
Daryl Frierson might as well be the new Bozo the Clown.
No. We're not going there. He'll never be another Sir Alex Ferguson. The thing is, he's holding a seat warm for whoever we get next.
Well, I thought you guys were going to hold out for Pochettino.
No.
He's PSG now.
So. Right, yeah, but he ain't winning nothing. He ain't won nothing. I mean, what did he win? What has he won? He won into a Champions League final. That's it. And he gets all this love because of that?
No, because he went to a Tottenham squad that don't spend no money, though. They don't.
Right? And I will give him props. He did not have no Harry Kane in that Champions League run either.
Yeah, he was out. Look, he's going to PSG, who is known to spend some money. I think he's going to do some damage.
I think he'll be.
He don't have nothing to do. He can rest all his boys every game and just get them ready for Champions League. They can practice for Champions League every week. They don't have to win. Who's competing with PSG in their league?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I was just going to say, man, do you want to put a wager on this? Because I'm so confident that Ollie's not going to make
you it. You said this multiple times. Every time you say this, I want to Ollie does better. So, yes, go ahead and put this down.
It might seem that way for now, but it's a big fall coming, man. You just wait, man.
So, it's one topic that me and B talk about wrapping it up. We have this idea of this Super League they've been talking about. Mm. I think that we're talking about PSG. I think they should be one of the highest proponents because they don't have anybody in their league to really give them that dust.
And then yet they still can't win their own league. Ain't that something? Ain't that right? That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, basic. Are you guys familiar with the whole Super League concept?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think that can actually happen? Do you think it will happen?
I don't.
It's a money grab, yo.
It's a money grab, but it's a lot of games. It's a lot of games for the players to play. Because then you're talking about leaving your domestic league. Because there's no way you're gonna play that domestic league schedule, and then go play the Super League schedule like the way they have it outlined. Up, I mean, it's already a challenge playing Champions League, right? You hear them cry about it all the time. Oh, we need more time off after Champions League games. Oh, we need more time off here. When you play in a Super League and you play against all these teams, that's a lot of games to play. So,
well, the way we are kind of just, and correct me if I'm wrong, D, but
yeah,
the way we envision in this is that they would abandon their domestic leagues.
Yeah,
they would full time go into the Super League. It's almost like Fight Island with Bruce Lee. Remember, yeah. All the best fighters from around the world come to fight,
and you make it worldwide. It'd be a worldwide thing then.
Yeah. And you're right, it is a money grab, but that's the whole point.
And look, and on ESPN every day, like regular ESPN.
Let's get all the big money clubs together and make that the prime time, the game to watch. I mean, could you imagine that? I mean, I would pay anything to see that.
The problem is you just killed every domestic league in the world.
But we made it. Didn't we, in ours, we made it where the two or three slots can be, you can buy your way in. Potentially and drop somebody else. So if you get your paper up and your domestically, you can buy your way in.
You'd have to have like a relegation system where you finish in the bottom three, you get relegated. You out.
We was just saying a paper relegation system. Like you just if you got enough paper to
get paper.
Ahead of this guy.
Not a paper relegation, bro.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm just saying, like, look here, man. You let's say I'm just saying it's Tottenham, you know. They ain't got no paper to really stay in it, but people will let them in. It's like they're cool to come to the club, but they really ain't gonna be able to buy no bottles. So like, you know, so maybe somebody else.
Yeah, they're not getting a table.
Right. But somebody else may come in and look. You know, he had a little lick, and now he's able to come in and buy. He's gonna lose his table.
Yeah, Arsenal would lose that table quick though.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Because no, B even said he was even talking about watch one of these like Chinese squads come in with like a big bankroll. Like we in the league
that's
now.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you get a couple of Asian teams that'll pony up the money because you see these Chinese leagues they will pay these has-been players, right? So we seeing that trend, and then you start looking at some of the bigger clubs in the South American leagues. They could combine forces and put some money together. I mean, You think about Pablo Escobar. He was essentially doing this back in the 80s, you know, where he was bringing in the best talent from all over South America. They had clubs, but he would get them on their personal time and run his own tournament like Fight Island. And we're just saying, take that idea on steroids, take it around the world. And I mean, we already in a COVID, you know, streaming sort of situation where that just becomes easy peasy. Sign up, get the money. It's right there globally.
Man, I mean, it would be interesting.
Not Rick, you coming around. You started coming around to it.
I'm not saying I'm coming around. I just think there's too many moving pieces at the moment. Like, you know, abandoning your domestic league. Then you have to look at, are the players that's going to want to play in this league and play the same people week in, week out for every year? Because it's not like the teams are rotating for real. Let's be honest, you know. Unless somebody comes in, you're going to be playing the same opposition.
I mean, what's different than that than the NBA or any other league that's, you know, going on around any other big league?
And I mean, we're talking about so much more money. I mean, these guys, obviously these footballers are motivated by money. I mean, the kind of money that would be available in this league, you wouldn't care about a domestic trophy. You know, you wouldn't care about the FA Cup. Who cares?
So what's going to stop like a Real Madrid then, right? Because they got money, right? Madrid got money, right? Mm-hmm. What's going to stop them then from saying, hey, crap, if we're going to do this league, let's buy Sadio Mane, Mo Salah.
But you'd have to compete against all the other extremes.
Let's take everybody who's somebody from all these teams that are coming in this league.
This is where Big Bank starts to happen. This is where, like, if you don't want to be in this league, bring that big money to the table.
Talk about the media exposure, the transfers, the contracts. It would be must-see TV.
Going to be one or two teams, and it's going to get boring because that same two teams are going to do the same thing every year. So at some point, it's going to be like, man, I ain't watching this.
Or you can put a salary cap on it. You could put a salary cap on it if you want to make it.
What if it was something where, like, you know, Stan Kroenke and his, you know, soccer investment, let's say he partners up with the Boston Red Sox ownership group, right? And, you know, let's say LeBron takes his small stake and adds that money in. Like, now you got major players who can compete with anybody financially. The Chinese, they over there, they got all kind of money. They throwing crazy. Two, three of those Chinese billionaires get together. It's game on.
Chinese got it. They're state run. They're it's a whole country. Yeah, they'd be in for it. They got the money to do it. Let's face it.
Yeah.
The best of the world at the moment, right?
But one, how many of those opportunities are you going to see? And two, is that something that we really want to see, y'all?
It's going to get boring, man. I think it's going to be boring. I think yeah, see, you know, unless
there would be no games that would not be worth watching ever. Every game would be must.
You'd have PSG versus Chelsea 1 week, and then you got Liverpool versus Juventus. Like, that's not boring.
It's going to be a watered-down Liverpool versus a watered-down Juventus because Real Madrid just bought everybody and Barcelona bought everybody. So now do you really want to see Liverpool? Because everybody in Liverpool now could probably play for Stoke City. Or you get what I'm saying?
How does Chelsea get in there?
But nobody watches the French league, and that's essentially what the French league is, right? It's
PSG and everybody else.
PSG. Monaco made a run at it because they got some money, right? Monaco.
Yeah.
They made a run at it, but outside of that, nobody really watches. Man, we see the same thing every week.
Or what about if it was a rotating thing every 3 or 4 years type thing?
Like a World Cup type thing?
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work. That'd be.
I just think the quality of the play on the field would be so high that it might be worthwhile. I mean,
that's if everybody keeps their players or can afford to keep their players. If you're going to do something like this, you have to put some kind of cap in there saying, hey, listen, you can only spend $100 million to buy these players, give everybody a fair shot, or do it with $60 million. Let's see how you do. You get $60 million transfer kitty. Everybody has the same transfer kitty, and you got to make it work. That might make it competitive to the point where it's worth it, and then you're like, wow, the games are more intense.
Well, let me ask you this. I see what you're saying, where you're going, but I mean, maybe Sam can defend this because isn't that what the Yankees do? I mean, what am I missing? Man?
Yeah.
You know what the Yankees do?
Yeah.
Castle, right? You know what they do?
Oh, yeah, man. That's exactly what they do.
I mean,
to me, it's like basketball, man. Like I didn't really grow up on basketball, and you know, I started watching basketball in the 90s. You know, the Bulls, the Knicks, the this, the that. But basketball to me now is boring, man. I don't even watch it anymore for real. Like because it's LeBron James. Wherever he goes, he takes everybody with him there, and then you got this other super team over here, and it's essentially you're only watching four teams in this league. And that's all it is. Essentially, you're only watching four teams in this league. So nobody. Hey. About the Phoenix Suns anymore. I mean, who are the Phoenix Suns? Nobody cares about
them. Hey, put some respect on the Knicks. They're above 500 now, right?
I like the Knicks. I'm a Knicks fan. I grew up a Knicks fan, and we had Patrick Ewing.
Oh, talk about bad ownership.
Right.
Yes, sir. I will agree with you on that one. No, B, you said something about watching these big matchups. I mean, are we not fulfilled with what the Champions League brings us on a yearly basis?
It could be more.
I like the Champions League because the underdog can go places. Like looking at Monaco's side, it had Fabinho was on that side. Radamel Falcao was on that side, right? They had some good players on that side. Benjamin Mendy was on that side. What's the old boy that you guys bought that's no good and you had to give him away for a lot of money? Right? What was that guy? Bakayoko. Is that
Yeah, that was a mistake. He was on the Chelsea side too.
He was on that Monaco side, and they made a deep run in the Champions League. You know what I mean? And it was like, damn, this little side here is doing stuff. So you have little surprises that come up, like Naby Keita when they took Leipzig, RB Leipzig, and they went all the way to the semifinals. You're like, damn.
I mean, yeah, you're right. They're definitely. Some gems get unearthed, and you see some players that you probably typically wouldn't see. So yeah, I see some value in what you're saying.
I mean, you talk about Ajax 2 years ago. They went from the qualifying rounds all the way to the semifinals.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know what I mean? That was crazy. Nobody
that was led by Van de Beek, just for the record.
Well, when Liverpool went to the final with Real Madrid, nobody thought Liverpool was going to make it that far. Nobody would have bet money on that. You know what I mean? Except me, but nobody else.
Except you. Right.
So quick, Champions League, what do y'all think? Is this Bayern? Did you lose this whole thing, basically? Is that what everybody is like, basically Bayern? Is the Bayern
I haven't been watching it close enough to...
Oh, no, it doesn't start till February.
That's what I'm saying. We're still in it. Like,
Yeah. But I'm just saying. No.
I ain't even watching.
Yeah.
We're the European champ. We're a team Europe. Nobody has more championships than we do in England. In Europe.
I mean.
The only people outside of us. As a matter of fact, Barcelona don't even have as many of these big ears as we do. We have more big ears than all of us.
Some of those, it was like eight teams in there, like in the Champions League. I mean, we got a candy cap some of those championships back there.
That's
why Real Madrid has the most. They won it when it was a kids league.
If you look at those tables back then, like you just only had to win your thing, and then it was like a four-man race, and it was kind of like can we start counting championships for like 92 on? Like I'm talking about within like for not league, non-league, like we're
count them from 92 on. We still have more European championships than you do.
I don't know about that. I have to check the stats on that one.
I think he is right about that. I think he is.
I mean, they don't win our league, though. So, I mean, it's like, man, we going to travel. You know, it's like a dude that don't get no play at home. But when he go out of town, he going to kick it.
But he ain't the man at home. You got to review these clubs in basically 10-year increments. And so – that just takes Liverpool off the table because the gap has been so big. I mean, this is how my mind works, right? This is my mind. So I can only calculate 2.5 years of success. That's really all I can see.
I grew up watching them in the 80s. I've seen all the success. I see them lift all the trophies. So I've seen it all. But again, you know, American ownership, man. That's what it does to your club.
Shots fired.
Damn. Well, fellas, let us know where they can hit you up at online, man. Rick, where can they hit you up at online?
Yeah, you can get at me. I got my Twitter. It's Ricky41. You can get me at Instagram. Same thing. You know, yep.
Keep Sam, where can I hit you up at, man?
SLDOS, man. SLDOS everywhere.
Look, Rick, man. Look, Tuesday. I mean, I hope it happens for you. You all can see what I have in store for everyone on Tuesday. if we don't happen to, it goes the way we are like, I'll reconvene it for the next week. Now it can get real spicy if we win this game and then we win the next one. We're up 6 points. Oh, I got to come up with something totally different now. We got to go.
I'm going to be burning sage. And I'm going to be into my Candyman statue that only bad things happen to Manchester United. Like, bad things can only happen.
No matter what happens, man, in 2 weeks, we got to do this again.
I'll go ahead and start now. Right now.
Sage already.
and we'll probably have even more folks on the line that just want to take shots.
Yeah. Look, no, I got to bring Double D back. We just have to have a whole party chat in here, man, with cats, man. Because, look, I'm not going to let y'all keep disrespecting man, you
got
like this. And we sitting out here.
A lot of enemies, D-Fry. You got a lot of enemies out here.
I know. Oh, I know. That's why you got to come out. That's why, you know, we've been humble. We've been humble too long, man.
No, you ain't been humble.
Yes, We've been humble. We've been humble for too long, man. We supposed to be putting our foot on y'all necks. We stay with our foot on y'all necks. And that's what's going to happen this Tuesday is the beginning of it. And then we're starting the tour. I'm going to announce the next show after that. I'll be announcing the full tour of duty of all our revenge tour. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And it's going to be great.
We shall see, man.
Time will tell.
Look, it's going
to be as a matter of fact, I want y'all to get this win. A win this week. Just so we can put y'all right back where y'all need to be.
I want them to fall off like Rooney's hairline, man.
Of course. Y'all don't win to win nothing.
No, I pray and pray for your downfall.
All the way up. I want him to fall all the way off.
Look at no
basement, baby.
I'm gonna be if we go up 6 points.
No. I want the win just so that loss can be that much. It can no more. You know what I'm saying?
But see, this is the thing, I can see y'all dropping another one on the back end or something, and we could be up 9.
Hey man, this is where I gotta log off.
Well, thank y'all for listening. Oh, we got the new Instagram page for everybody to check out. Just Kicking It Podcast on Instagram. Y'all can join us on there as well. I'll be unveiling on Tuesday. That's why we'll be unveiling the first of the tour, the Revenge Tour.
This was fun, man. I appreciate you, man.
And B's supposed to get on Instagram at some point. He's supposed to be getting on Instagram at some point. When you gonna get on Instagram for real, man?
Working, kicking my ass, man.
I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna just use the soccer podcast Instagram as your Instagram.
Hey, I enjoy Instagram this long, you know, man. I can't manage too much social media, man.
I get it. Well, thank y'all for coming on, brothers. We'll definitely getting y'all back on soon, man.
All right.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Peace.
All right. Peace. Peace, y'all.